boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
There is something that your parents used to yell at you for as a kid that you are now traumatized as an adult. Mm. Maybe that's the lights being on and now you can't. That's you, Taylor.
If you're going to leave a room, shut the light off.
Uh-huh. I knew that that was you. Mine was that you could never slam the car door. I don't know what it was, but my dad would yell at me all the time. And it would make me almost think that the car door would fall off or something.
Oh.
Well, we went to lunch today. It was you, me, and Spencer was there too. And when we got into the car, Spencer slammed that car door. And none of you guys reacted, but I was like, and then we got out of the car and again, slammed the car door. And I was like, because it just was back to my childhood. I was just waiting for my dad to be like, don't slam the car door.
I don't think I noticed because I am normally guilty of that too.
Really?
You know who yells at me about it is my boyfriend, Curly. He's always like, why are you slamming the car door? I'm like, I'm not slamming it.
It's because he got yelled at by his dad. Guaranteed.
I'm just making sure it latches. You know, my fear is that we're going down 380 and the door swings open.
I don't know that well. Maybe
I must slam it so I make sure that I don't fall out of the car on the highway.
Well, I guess I've never noticed that you slammed the door, but now I'm going to pay attention and it's going to trigger my trauma from the past.
I just know that I can't help it and I'm going to continue to do it.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I feel like everyone at their workplace has a preferred bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
You know which are the ideal ones.
We got two here at work. There's one that's right next to the studio. Boo. And then there's one on the other side of the station. And that one is superior.
You think?
Ew, you like the one closest to the studio?
Here's the thing. I don't really like going to the bathroom in public in general.
So no, neither do I. I'd rather hold it and go home.
Yeah.
But the one closest to the studio, it's got bugs. Not like, okay, this sounds bad, but it tends to have spiders every once in a while. Mm-hmm. While the other one, it's on the newer part of the building. Mm-hmm. Like we had an expansion years ago. And so it's just nicer. Less likely to have spiders.
I do feel that. Well, that is a topic of conversation on TikTok right now. There is a user, Chucking Iron, on TikTok. He makes a lot of top five lists. It's very clear he's a student at the University of Iowa because he's done like top five bars. And the one that is going around is best spots to number two on the UI campus.
Oh, you would know if this is accurate then.
Okay.
Well, you went there. I can't. Yeah, maybe. I can't. I've never went potty at the University
Fair.
Of Iowa.
Fair. And he based these rankings on cleanliness, convenience, and solitary. He kept saying solidarity, but I think he meant solitary. Like how alone you're going to be in that bathroom. So his honorable mention was the main library third floor up because who is doing anything in the main library? Sure.
Okay.
I agree. I feel like the further up.
Have you
the
went
floors,
in that one?
I don't know. Have I gone to the bathroom?
I'm going to ask you every single time.
Okay. I don't know. Okay. I didn't really go past the first floor on the main library ever. Coming in at fifth is the Siemens Center, which is the engineer building.
Definitely know you didn't go there.
Not once. Nope. I had no business. Number four, he had the IMU basement, which is the Iowa Memorial Union. I feel like I disagree with that solely on the fact that I know that that basement is popping.
Really?
You know what I mean? Like, if you're somebody that needs to go to the restroom by yourself with no audience, that is not it.
Really?
That's where tons of people study. They get lunch there. That's a no for me. I disagree respectfully. Number three is Voxman, which is the music building. It's very new in the last 5-10 years.
So nice toilet then.
Could totally understand why the cleanliness is there. I wouldn't go if there's like a concert or something going on because it's the music building. Yeah. But he says third floor up again. The higher up you go, the less busy it's going to be. Number two is Tippy, which is the business building. I feel like I disagree. I had a couple classes there. Frapro Central. You know what I mean?
Mm.
I don't know about that. Also very busy.
Smells and number, like a lot like a lot of body axe spray, probably.
Oh yeah.
That
you have no idea. Not a clue. Number one is the blank honors center.
Did you go?
Do I look like I was an honor student? No.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
Help me. My boyfriend neighbor man wants to get the ladder out this weekend.
I don't like that. It gives me anxiety.
I know. It's getting out of hand, Taylor. Every day I tell you that this boy is becoming more Christmas obsessed.
He's been infected.
I know. He wants to get the Christmas ladder. He wants to get the whale.
You got a dedicated ladder now? I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, same. He wants to get the ladder out, and he wants to get as tall up on the house as he can because he wants to get more lights on the house. On our way to work today, he goes, so, you know what I'm thinking? We'll get the ladder out this weekend. We'll get more lights on the house. And I'll make it even beautifuler. And I told him about how we're at Lindell Malls, there's Festival of Trees happening. Yes. He goes, oh, whoa, no. How about we go there first? We get inspired by all the trees. We go and shop the market. Then we put the lights on the house.
Wow.
Taylor, what is happening?
I don't know. Can I just say, you need to capitalize on this new hobby of his. I have seen people on TikTok say that one of their best side hustles that they do and make a good amount of money on is they will offer that service to other people. Ooh. To offer to hang their Christmas lights Ooh. For them because nobody wants to go out in the cold.
No.
Nobody wants to get the ladder out. Maybe you're scared of heights. And they do that around the holidays. Put them up for other people. Yeah. And they make bank doing it.
Do you want me to put Christmas lights up on your house?
No, I want a cut of this business idea.
Well, what
I just
are you
going
to do about it?
I gave you the idea. Yeah.
We got to keep our eyes on my boyfriend neighbor man's coworker because I think she might be going after him.
Well, that's not good. Isn't that everybody's like number one insecurity? Like, what are you doing at work?
Mm-hmm.
Is there another?
Am I now the side chick?
Are you?
I think I might be. Last night I was at his work hanging out, waiting for him to get off of work so I could take him home. And I overhear the conversation that she's having with him. And she was telling him, my boyfriend, that her husband knows all of her exes because she's only ever dated coworkers.
Interesting.
What do you mean you've only ever dated coworkers? And my boyfriend neighbor man is your coworker.
Right.
No joke, I turned to her and I looked at her and I said, don't you ever dare think about it.
Did you actually?
Yes.
And she said, what, I'm married?
Wait. Hold on. Well, yes, I did say that because I love him a little too much, all right? Don't mm-hmm. leave me. I will be sad, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And yes, she's married.
She's married to a former coworker?
That's a good question. I don't know. I would assume if she's only ever dated coworkers.
Well, that's my first question is like, is she married to a former coworker? Because then I would be like, okay, I think she's fine. If she's married to a guy she met like on a dating app or something where else, I'd be like, is she still craving that coworker love and attention?
Oh my God, don't tell me those things. I'm going to spiral. I have to leave work and go check on some things.
Fine.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
I think our neighbors across the street have vacated.
Go on.
I think we've got an empty warehouse across the street. Should we put a bid in?
Why are you thinking that? First off, it's for sale. Like we're going to put it. Why? What?
Ryan, I'm pretty sure I saw a sign.
Yeah. Okay. This is going back to your crappy journalism that we have talked about before.
Mm-hmm.
I think I saw a sign.
It's over there. I saw the sign.
I think I saw a sign. Do you see one?
If I squint one eye, I can still kind of see it.
Is there a sign or not?
Yeah.
Okay, is it for sale or is it one of those, like, we have a new roof?
No.
You know, sometimes they put, like, you get a, I think, I don't know if it's true, you get, like, a discount code if you put, like, a sign in.
Says who?
I don't know. I think you get like
I don't think that's real.
Oh, well, sometimes they put like a.
It's a for sale sign.
I don't see
it. You can't see it because you are on the wrong side of the table.
Well, then did you Trello it or not Trello it? Zillow it?
No, I could do that.
Again, see what the back space to your crappy like. Journalism.
What do you mean? I just thought I'd bring up maybe, is there any, what use could we get out of a little warehouse?
Next time before you
open your house. Okay, I'll come shut up. Literally just leave.
Next time, come with some facts, okay? Tell us how much the warehouse is sold for before we try to put a bid in it. You and I are broke. We don't know what we can buy.
We'll start the bidding at $5.
We're feeding everyone in the family this holiday season with this year's Stuff the Wagon presented by Ziogiano's Italian Restaurant.
This is year 3 of Stuff the Wagon. And in the past, we have collected donations for Cedar Valley Humane Society because they do really awesome work. And we want to make sure that their furry friends are taken care of for the holiday season. And we're still doing that this year. But we're also collecting for HACAP and their food reservoir to make sure that they're stocked and ready because they also are very busy during the holiday season.
So we have got a wish list for Cedar Valley Humane Society on our website at KZIA.com. Or if you got the free Z102.9 app, you could pop that open and see the wish list for Cedar Valley Humane Society on there as well. Plus what HACAP is looking for as well for like non-perishable food items on our website or the free Z102.9 app. Plus also there you could see where we're going to be next.
Which is a Ziogiano's near you. Iowa City. We're coming to you Monday, and our entire show is going to be live from 3 to 7 p.m. from the trunk of the Z102.9 station wagon. You can pull up, make your donation. You don't even have to get out of the car if you don't want. Mm-mm. And to say thank you for your donation, Ziogiano's is going to treat you to a $5 coupon so you can also have a little dinner on us.
If you want to see a map that is near, like shopping near each Ziogiano's, whether that's Iowa City or soon we're going to be on the southwest side and that Ziogiano's, like where you can shop for either HACAP or Cedar Valley Humane Society. You can see that map of shopping nearby on our website at KZIA.com or the free Z102.9 app. But we hope to see you Monday, 3 to 7 p.m. at Ziogiano's Italian Restaurant in Iowa City for the next stop of Stuff the Wagon. Do you think that you and I could ask our boyfriend's parents for their hand in marriage?
Not their hand, their son's hand.
You know where I was going with this.
No, I wasn't sure.
The whole reason I bring this up is because you and I went to lunch with Spencer from 1600 ESPN and another coworker as well. And that got brought up. They were talking about how stressful it is to ask the parents of their significant other for the hand in marriage. It was like the most stressful thing ever. And we're like, we could do it.
Yeah.
But let's actually talk about that. Could we?
I guess I've never really thought about it.
Could you ask Carly's dad?
For sure.
Why?
Because I think he likes me. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like we have the relationship.
Go on, but I want to talk more.
We have the type of relationship that I feel like we can kind of tease each other a little bit where he can say like silly poke fun type things and vice versa.
Is it like father daughter or like just two peas in a pod? Does
that make sense? Yeah. I don't know. Both a little bit. I feel like they've kind of adopted me in as like part of their family. So I would say, yeah, somewhere in the
middle. How would you ask him? Where would you ask him?
Where would I ask him? What? I don't know.
Now you're stressing, aren't
See,
you?
Yeah, I guess I never. Yeah, okay, now I'm understanding is like the logistics of it all.
Yeah, it would be a little bit more stressful. What about his mom? Let's say if we had to ask the mom.
Oh, yeah.
You could do it.
Yeah, I could do
Which it. One would be easier?
I feel like his mom would be more serious, but also same thing. I think she would be like, thank God, because who is going to make him dinner?
I was thinking about it, too. I think his mom would be so easy. Because his mom has been like a mom to me. So she would be so easy. We bond over so many things. I'd just go right over to her house and just walk in and be like, yo, I'm going to ask him to marry me. Is that cool? She'd be like, thank God we've been waiting.
Exactly.
So that's how she would react. No, his dad, that would be something that I'd almost want to, I would want to take, it would be something like maybe we were over there already for Thanksgiving, and I would pull neighbor man's dad aside and be like, hey, I'm thinking about proposing to him. That's how I would do it. I don't know if I would go out of my way. Do you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Like set up like a little, like, yeah, like let's go grab a beer.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what dudes do.
Exactly. I don't know if I would do that. Would you?
What? Do you want to go grab a beer? I think they would be like, are you okay?
If we know one thing, we know that I want to be proposed to so badly.
No way.
Really? But we never talk about you, Taylor, whatsoever. So we're going to do that. Okay. Put the spotlight on her.
Oh, no.
I guess I've never really asked you, how do you want to be proposed to? Have you even thought about it? All I know is that you do really want Curly to ask your dad for permission. That is the only thing I know about you.
Yeah, I have said that. But that's just the type of, not that I think my dad's going to be like, no.
Like, no, it would be so embarrassing.
I just think he would appreciate that. Beyond that, I don't know. I know what I don't want.
You wouldn't want a big crowd. Like, I could imagine you, if he were to do like a dancing sequence at like,
oh my God,
you know, the mall or something, and then got down on one knee, you would vomit.
I would be out of the building by the time he was on a knee.
If he did it at a sporting game, you would also be out before the inning's up.
Correct. I do not need a public spectacle. If that's you, that's great. I think it's cute. I don't want that attention. I don't know. I don't need to be doing that. I would not want a holiday.
Okay, so you're having family Thanksgiving this weekend.
Yes.
That's a no.
No.
Why?
In my head, again, if that's your thing you want to do, totally fine. I feel like it's rude to other people. Because now we're making Thanksgiving about us, or we're making the Christmas that we're all celebrating is now all about the people that just got engaged. I don't want to do that.
Are you saying
I want to celebrate Christmas?
Hold on. Are you saying Thanksgiving moving forward is now always about
you? No, just in that moment.
Or you're saying, okay, so if he were to propose, you're having family Thanksgiving on Saturday.
Yes.
If he were to get down on one knee, you're saying that whole day is now about you and not about
100%.
Turkey. I don't think so.
Everybody's oohing and aahing at the ring. And again, that's great. And I'm sure they would actually be excited. But in my head, I'd be like, oh my God, no one can enjoy their turkey now.
Okay, let's say it's not a Thanksgiving. You guys were just randomly getting together. Is that okay?
At a family gathering?
Yeah.
No, what I do like that I've seen people on TikTok too, because my God, everything is documented these days. I think it's cool when people do like a private engagement, whether it be like privately in a restaurant or on a walk or something. I think it's cool when they like go back and both families are like ready to celebrate together. Again, do not put me on the footstool and be like, my queen, can you marry me in front of my entire family?
What if he does it at home? Since it sounds like he wanted very intimate, what if he did it at home and you're in your pajamas?
No.
Why? What, matching pajamas? He's really into the matching pajamas right now.
Don't give anybody any ideas. If you're new here, Destiny is obsessed with the thought of getting engaged and talks about it really quite often.
She's not wrong.
You always think it's happening. And earlier you were like kind of grilling me. You're like, oh my God, I've never even asked like, what would you want your proposal to look like? I'm like, I don't know. Tell you the whole thing. We go through it all. And then you're like, I don't even know what I want my proposal to look like. Mind you, at lunch today, you laid out your entire wedding plans down to the pizza flavor.
I did.
I don't buy for one second you don't have the script of your proposal written for Neighbor Man.
I really do have the whole wedding scripted. You're not wrong. Like, I know that we're going to do like a destination wedding, but I know how like the
reception
is going to be and what the pizza flavors are and all that. But I haven't really thought much about the proposal, only because I really truly want it to be as much as surprises.
And you every weekend are like, it's happening and I'm gonna ruin it for myself.
Here's what I'll tell you what I don't want. I do also not want it to be a big spectacular thing. Like if it were to happen, like I mentioned, dancing scene at the mall and then he gets down on one knee, that would also kind of give me like a lot of anxiety. If that's you, great, but that's not me. I don't need to be, as much as I do love to be center of attention, not for that moment. Right. I want it to be intimate. The biggest thing I don't want is, and it could be at home, I could care less. I don't want it to be me naked again. That was what happened last time. Oh, God. If you don't know, I was engaged once before. Different man. But I was naked when that happened. Don't ask questions. This is too long of a story. I had gotten out of the shower. Okay?
You had a towel on.
I had a towel on. And then it happened. I don't want that to happen again. I would prefer I have clothes on. That's all I ask. Decently dressed.
And that's it. Like, you're not saying you don't.
I would also like to have memory of it. So if there was photo or video, that would be spectacular.
Mm-hmm. But you don't care where.
Outside would be great, I think.
Okay, see, now this, you keep saying, I don't care, but also it would be nice if the ring is ginormous, and it would also be nice if he hires a photographer, and it would also be nice if it happened tomorrow.
There's something going on. I don't know if it's after daylight saving time or something's in the air, but right now, motivation and energy, pew, down the tubes.
It's lacking, and it's already hard. It's going to keep getting harder with the holidays and the craziness. And then it's going to get cold and snow. And oh, the last thing I want to do is go to the gym.
Or work up a sweat. But it would be nice if I had somebody to hold me accountable or get some motivation. And that's kind of why we created Those Girls Sweat Squad.
It's our private Facebook group page where you can document your journey as much or as little as you want. If you want to ask for advice or places that you can get a sweat going on, or you just want a place to post every day so that you know you'll actually work out and people are going to cheer you on. That's what Those Girls Sweat Squad's for.
Yeah, you can join it right now on Facebook. It's called Those Girls Sweat Squad. It's not just for girls. It's for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's just called Those Girls because we those
That's
girls.
That's us. Yeah. you do you and you join the group.
Yeah, it's for anybody of any age on any fitness journey. It's called Those Girls Sweat Squad on Facebook. You can request to join now and we will get you in the next couple of minutes.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I know the two of us off the air and on the air have been talking about how motivation is a little tough right now with getting to the gym or getting active. So what if you didn't have to leave your house? Would that help a little bit?
Oh, yeah.
Getting active. I saw this last night and I immediately thought of you and I had to tell you about this. There is a creator on TikTok named Cassie who posted a video saying, I'm going to run a mile today in my bathroom. So she sets up her camera. She cleared a space in her bathroom, in her house or apartment, that she could run circles around her bathroom. And she tracked it on her, like, fitness watch, yeah, whatever it is. And she recorded the entire thing. It's not a very big space. It's big enough that she was running circles. And she,
oh, wow,
she did a time lapse of the entire thing. She did complain halfway through that it was hurting her hip a little bit from having to pivot.
Well, yeah, because that's probably, yeah, I could see that hurting your hip. It would also make me very dizzy. Did she mention that at all?
No, she didn't mention that. But she did run a mile in her bathroom in 13 minutes.
What?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
I am kind of inspired, and I low-key want to try it. Not because, like, I actually want to. I just want to see what it's like.
You've got stairs in your house, don't you?
Yes.
Have you ever thought about actually using them to your advantage? Because sometimes I think about it.
No, I guess I haven't.
I've thought about, like, well, I've got, oh, no, I don't want to admit this out loud because someone's going to hold me accountable.
Oh, no.
But I've got stairs to the basement. Let's start from the very bottom. Stairs from basement to first level.
Okay.
Then from there, stairs to second level.
Okay.
Then stairs to attic.
Oh, God.
I mean, if I really wanted to, we could be putting in lots of flights of stairs.
Hey, good. Stair stepper at home.
Okay, well, why you gotta say it like that? Because I really didn't need you to. But the ones to the attic, though, can I just have a butt moment? But the ones to the attic, I feel like the stairs is a little, like, they're not fully stairs. I'm gonna slip and fall. So it might be a stair stepper with the side of an ER visit.
Well, yeah, that's not good.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon. And Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I want to circle back to something you talked about the other day, which is you're having a double date game night with high school friends.
Oh, yeah. She was my first friend I ever made when I went to started public school. And her and her husband and I still go back to. Yeah, we've been friends forever.
Now, what was interesting about this situation is this couple, you used to have game nights with your ex.
Mm-hmm.
And they loved.
They loved him. We lived down the road from uh-huh. each other. We would have game night almost every weekend. We hung out a lot.
So now this is the first time Neighbor Man's being introduced to it. I got to know what the game plan is
okay.
moving in. Like, do you even know how a Neighbor Man behaves during a game? That says a lot about a person. Monopoly can break up a couple. Okay? This is serious.
Okay, so he has never done game night with me before.
Mm-hmm.
Other than him and I have done game night. Like, we played, what, Scattergory before? And that was just me and him, and that's mm-hmm. it. He has never done game night with, like, sisters. Like, me and my sisters love game night.
Mm-hmm.
Or another couple before. He doesn't know how intense I get. Here's the thing. I love to cheat.
Mm-hmm.
I like to cheat, and then it usually ticks people off.
Yep.
And then it starts a fight, and that's my favorite kind of game night.
Right.
When the Monopoly board flips over. I love it. I look forward to that. And I usually do get a little sloshed, too.
classy.
I don't plan on drinking. That's what a drunk always says.
Okay.
I don't plan on drinking this weekend, so I will hopefully not be too drunk.
Okay, so now my worry has shifted off Neighbor Man. He's fine. I think he's going to be okay. You're the problem. It's you.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
Told you tonight's trivia question is going to require you to really think and use your noggin. The question is, the average American has 13 of these per year. What is it?
I have no idea. I don't know. You can text in your guess to 319-200-1029.
The average American has 13 of these per year. What is it?
I'm trying to put it in perspective. That's like about one a month.
Yeah, you're right.
Ish, give or take. Does that help you?
No.
Me either. You can text
in. Maybe you're going to say that was 13 out of 365 days. And I was like, wow, that really helps me there.
That's what I'm here for, is to be helpful. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9.
We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
Tonight's trivia question. The average American has 13 of these per year. What is it?
You can still text in your guest to 319-200-1029. But so far, 3829 said 13 appointments per year.
Well, you got to think about physicals,
mm-hmm.
dental,
mm-hmm. hair appointments.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's when I start to be like, I have more. Hair appointments, if you're somebody that gets your nail done.
Or I'm out then.
If you do any, like, massage or spa appointments.
Oh, I'm way out then. Same. Maybe it's 1,000.
No.
I meant 130 for me then, not 13.
You are always at an appointment, I
literally am. Yeah. Or am I faking it? You'll never know.
Maybe.
Linda said vacation days.
Mm.
It's almost 2 weeks. That makes sense.
You are onto something
mm-hmm.
with that.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps. 9910 said 13 pieces of birthday cake per year.
How many friends do you... I don't have that many friends.
I'm like, yeah, really trying to think. But also, I guess, like, if somebody brings them to work.
Yeah.
Or...
the kids.
For your birthday, if you, like, have different parties. Like, if your family celebrates and then your significant other mm-hmm. gets you a cake. Mm-hmm. I probably do this because... I've said it before. You don't need a birthday to have cake.
No, she'd just be getting it on random Sundays.
If I want a cake, I'm going to buy it.
The average American has 13 of these per year. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029. And the answer's coming up in two songs.
I bet she had 13 slices last night. I'm not judging.
That's my ideal life style, truly.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding.
It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
The average American has 13 of these per year. What is it?
And? The Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
pain-free days. The average American has 13 pain-free days every year.
It's like super depressing.
I know. Today's not one of those days for me. I've had a kink in my neck for like going on 3 weeks. No joke. Mm-hmm. I'm sleeping with a heating pad every night. You'd think it'd fix it. It's not. I hate to admit I probably need to get a massage or something. What's going on over on your body parts? Well, that was weird. I can't word it like that.
Yeah, don't say things like that to me. I'm going to pretend like it didn't sound like that. My hip hurts. My hips hurt for weeks. Okay.
I really hope that HR doesn't use that audio again.
Let's Get Quizzical. It's supposed to be like family fun. And then you make it freaky and weird.
Tune in Monday night for another Let's Get Quizzical question with Destiny and those girls in the afternoon. And check out KZIA.com for past questions and answers. Z102.9.
What's going on with those girls in the afternoon?
Long weekend, yeah, baby!
I was going to say nothing's going on, but we are going to enjoy a long weekend. Hope you don't mind.
We got no choice because we're not going to be here tomorrow, is what we're telling you.
Send your complaints to those girls at KZIA.com.
Hey, that's fine. That's fine. You will get to enjoy a best of those girls. So we've pulled some great moments from
use that
God
word
knows
loosely.
Where.
Use yeah. that word loosely.
And you can enjoy that tomorrow. Because, well, we got things to do, people to see.
You do.
I do.
Let's talk about that. You do.
Yeah, well, okay.
What are you going to do tomorrow?
So my family Thanksgiving is this weekend. We always do it a little bit early, and this is the weekend. So I'm actually going to go help my mom prep some Thanksgiving foods tomorrow. I don't know what that means, but I offered my help, so we'll see how helpful I am.
Your mom lives in Cedar Rapids, right?
Yeah.
Cedar Rapids Fire Department, be prepared.
Whatever. You know I can cook. Go to Destiny's house. She's going to be home all day. You know what? That's like triple the normal risk.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.